about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. And you don't have any idea why we're doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
Our ears don't hear. Our brains hear. Our eyes don't see. Our brains see.
He's Bob Duke, and he's Art Markman.
And she's Rebecca McEnroy.
And this is Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, senses and perception.
The fundamental question we need to get at is, how do we take in information about the outside world and turn that into some real sense of what's out there?
And that process is much more complicated than we tend to think about it, because generally we think, when we mention senses, you know, we think about auditory sense and olfactory sense, and we think of them as separate things. But actually, the real key to understanding that deeply involves understanding how they connect with one another and how they're all actually quite integrated in our perceptions.
Yeah, and in large part because a big part of what we're trying to do isn't just to figure out what's out there, but to figure out how to interact with it. You know, it's not useful just to be able to, you know, play the Homer Simpson game. You know, Homer Simpson opens the refrigerator and goes, ooh, beer. You know, we don't want to know that there's something in the refrigerator. We want to know, can we grasp it when we pick it up? Is it cold? Does it look like it's cold? Does it look like it's wilted? Does it look like we could eat it? We need to know how to interact with the world. And that means putting together all of these pieces of information in a way that lets us know partly what's out there, but partly, what can we do with it?
Right. And, you know, when you think about how all of this came to be, all these individual parts develop together, right? So the connectedness among them is as big a part of perception as any of the individual senses working separately.
Yeah. And we talk about having separate senses because, you know, you close your eyes and then you open them and then you get a visual experience of the world, or, you know, you cover your ears, then you uncover them and now there are sounds. And so we think of these as being separate and they come from different parts of the body, but actually they are almost immediately integrated in ways that one sense ends up affecting another. And probably the weirdest version of this comes from speech perception. And this amazes me in part because when I first started studying psychology, I thought this was the goofiest idea ever. So I'll talk about the McGurk effect.
Somebody needs to.
Just because, you know, if you're going to have an effect named after you, your name ought to be McGurk. So the idea behind the McGurk effect is that you're watching a face speaking a syllable over and over again. Now, the auditory track on this recording is saying ba, 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 ba over and over again. So you close your eyes, you hear ba, 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 ba. Now, the actual video that they're showing that's synchronized with this is actually of a person saying ga, 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 ga. So you're getting visual information that says ga, which is sort of your tongue goes sort of to the back of your throat when you do that, whereas you're hearing ba, which you produce by closing your lips. And what you actually hear when you look at the video is actually da, 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 da. So your brain actually splits the difference between what you hear and what you see. And so you actually get a complete integration between the two of those, which is absolutely fascinating. And you don't believe it's possible until you see it.
And, you know, a lot of the things that make so-called virtual reality experiences work is understanding how the brain is interpreting signals from the sense receptors. We can manipulate people's perceptions about what's going on by purposefully changing what information is getting to your sense receptors, whether it's by the McGurk effect, because we don't usually see people say the word ba while we see their mouths doing ga. I mean, maybe there's some ventriloquist that can do that. I'm not sure. But typically, our brains have evolved to make interpretations based on what we typically see. Right. And if we create an atypical set of experiences, well, then our brains are likely to misinterpret what's going on.
Yeah. And the reason then that we get a sense of a coherent world outside isn't because the world outside is directly getting into our brains, but rather because of the consistency of the experiences that we get as a result of something being out there.
Exactly. I think the misperception when people think about people who have lost their sight or have never had sight, hear better, are not thinking of the fact of the practice that they've had not having visual input and having to rely on other senses to navigate the world, right? I mean, so brains, all of our brains are reforming themselves all the time based on what we experience. And if you put yourself in a situation where you have to make decisions based on visual information or auditory information or other kind of sensory information, and that's what you're having to practice relying on, well, then of course you're going to get better at that. But it's not because you're blind that you get better at that, right? Except for the fact that it gives you more practice time without sight.
And then you talk about our various senses. So then the question always comes up, well, how many senses are there? And you know, we all know the obvious ones. We say, well, there's five obvious senses. You know, we have things like vision and hearing and taste and smell and touch. But actually, we have a ton of senses. You know, so if you actually think about touch, for example, there's both just the sense of pressure that you might feel when you grasp something. But then there's also hot and cold, right, and pain. All of those are you know, are those all touch? They're really very separate. There's my favorite sense, which is proprioception, which is where are your limbs in space? Generally speaking, you don't end up walking around thinking, I wonder where my arms are.
Right.
You know where they are. All of this means that in order to perceive the world properly, there's a tremendous amount of coordination that has to happen.
Nicely put.
And so, I mean, one of the reasons why certain drugs and certain mental disorders give rise to weird perceptions is because as soon as you mess around with that coordination among all of the regions that have to come together to create a coherent sense of reality, then you can throw that entire process way off.
Next week with Two Guys on Your Head, we'll talk about the influence Jean Piaget had on the field of psychology with Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys and get more information on any of the topics we've discussed, go to KUT.org. We're also on iTunes and check us out on Twitter at @2GOYH. Two Guys on Your Head is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas, and supported by OBGYN North and Natural Beginning Birth Center. For KUT, I'm Rebecca McEnroy.